In recent months, the list of the nation's top songs has been remarkably unchanging, but this week saw the arrival of a new one by Gracie Abrams. Stephen Thompson of NPR Music has been watching her rise.
On a chart dominated by immovable objects like Shaboozey's A Bar Song and Sabrina Carpenter's Espresso, there hasn't been much room recently for newcomers. So the fact that Gracie Abrams has been able to nudge her new song That's So True into the top 10 suggests that she's leveling up into true pop stardom. It's not that Abrams is coming out of nowhere. A year ago, she was nominated for Best New Artist at the Grammys, and her album The Secret of Us entered Billboard's chart at number 2 this summer. But Gracie Abrams' career has been surging in recent weeks, and there's no denying one major catalyst. She's been opening for Taylor Swift. When people talk about the power Swift wields in the music industry, they often dwell on her lucrative Eras Tour, her chart dominance, her Grammy success, and her fan army. But Taylor Swift has also become a dominant force propelling other acts to superstardom, which, as you might have guessed, is incredibly hard to do in 2024. Look at three acts who've opened for her on the Eras Tour just this year. Benson Boone is nominated for Best New Artist at the 2025 Grammys. His song Beautiful Things still sits in the top 10 nearly a year after its release. Don't take these beautiful things that I've got. Sabrina Carpenter ranks among the year's biggest breakout stars. She's up for 6 Grammys and had 3 songs in the top 10 at the same time for weeks on end this summer. So you can sleep. Now, Gracie Abrams has her own top 10 single for the first time in her career. Naturally, Taylor Swift isn't the only superstar with long coattails. Another singer up for Best New Artist at the Grammys is Chapel Roan. She experienced a colossal lift when she opened for Olivia Rodrigo earlier this year. These days, you don't just need music industry executives on your side, and viral success on TikTok isn't enough. If you're looking to become a superstar, your best bet is a big-time, hard-touring benefactor. Stephen Thompson, NPR Music.